stood alone, watching the wheat dance in the wind. Of course, it was only a metaphor. People were more than corn. They whirled through tiny, crowded lives, driven literally by clockwork, filling their days from edge to edge with the sheer effort of living. And all lives were exactly the same length, even the very short and very long ones, from the point of view of eternity anyway. Somewhere, the tiny voice of Bill Dorr said, "From the point of view of the owner, longer ones are best."
Squeak!
Death looked down. A small figure was standing by its feet. He reached down and picked it up, held it up to an investigative eye socket.
"I knew I'd missed someone."
The Death of Rats nodded.
Squeak!
Death shook his head.
"No, I can't let you remain. It's not as though I'm running a franchise or something."
Squeak!
"Are you the only one left?"
The Death of Rats opened a tiny skeletal hand. The tiny Death of Fleas stood up, looking embarrassed but hopeful.
"No, this shall not be. I am implacable. I am Death alone."
He looked at the Death of Rats. He remembered Azrael in his tower of loneliness.
"Alone."
The Death of Rats looked back at him.
Squeak!
Picture a tall, dark figure surrounded by cornfields.
"No, you can't ride a cat. Whoever heard of the Death of Rats riding a cat? The Death of Rats would ride some kind of dog."
Picture more fields, a great horizon-spanning network of fields rolling in gentle waves.
"Don't ask me, I don't know. Some kind of terrier, maybe."
Fields of corn, alive, whispering in the breeze.
"Right, and the Death of Fleas can ride it too. That way, you kill two birds with one stone."
Awaiting the clockwork of the season.
Metaphorically.